Can you have an M&M? Not yet. You have to go sit down, and you have to answer one of my questions right, and then you can get M&Ms. Okay? It's not free. You got to earn it. All right? All right. Awesome. Oh, that was beautiful. All right. I am so excited that we have elementary and junior high with us in our message portion today. Did you guys know, younger kids, did you guys know that when Jesus, walked the earth 2,000 years ago, right? He walked the earth and he healed the sick and he did all this stuff, right? Did you know that the people who he liked hanging out with the most were kids? At least I think that's true. He loved them, except there was this one time where these kids tried to come to Jesus, and his disciples, you know, the 12 guys that followed him around, they were like, yeah, no, you can't talk to Jesus. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. Okay, what does rebuked mean? Who can tell me what rebuked means? What does rebuked mean? Tell the person to leave. All right.
Turn away.
No. Yeah.
To accuse someone.
Accuse? Oh, not yet.
No,
to leave and never come back. No.
To correct.
Right. Woo! All right. Well done. All right. You guys are you're getting the idea here, aren't you? Okay, pay attention. So they were coming to Jesus, and he says, and when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. What does indignant mean? Jesus was indignant.
Upset.
Very good. Woohoo! All right, all right. actually, it means grief stricken. That's the actual Greek word there. If you look at, go study that Greek word. He was grief stricken because these disciples were going, yeah, I'm sorry, but Jesus doesn't have enough time for you. He's too busy, and he doesn't have time for children. And Jesus experienced that as grief-stricken. No way. Let the little children come to me, he said, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, and he put his hands on them, and he bless them. You don't want to see Jesus indignant. You don't want to see Jesus upset. And if you make kids feel like they're not priority to Jesus, you're gonna find an upset Jesus. Okay. So good job, you guys. So I want to talk to you adults. Right. I'm learning how to teach. I'm watching the children's department. all right. Jesus said, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Okay? Why? Why? What does such as these mean? And why did Jesus say that? And what is it about kids that makes and you guys can answer this too, kids, if you can figure it out. I mean, what is it about kids that makes the kingdom of God belong to them? And if Jesus said we wouldn't receive the kingdom of God unless we receive it like a child, right, how does he want us to receive it? Okay? So I'm going to probably need a few more because there's a lot of hands. Let's try Zach.
Than adults because they
All right, that's worth some M&Ms. All right. Well, yeah, Doug.
They see things simply. They're not jaded and polluted by life.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, I got to give these guys a chance. Well, yes. I'm not sure I fully understand, but you should get some M&Ms for that. Okay. yeah, somebody over here, why? They're like sponges. Oh, can you catch? Oh, hey, you know what? If you didn't have interference, you would have nailed that. Okay. can I share with you guys just a few thoughts about that before we go back into worship? You guys pretty much nailed it. Well done. You know, we might want to figure out how children receive the kingdom. Look at this. This is kind of a, isn't this an intense thing? I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will what? Never enter it. If that's the case, then we probably better figure out how a little child receives the kingdom of God. Do you agree? I mean, we take Jesus at his word, and his word says this. So we need to go, what is it? What do they have? And a couple things. I think, first of all, kids trust his words. They trust his words. They don't question everything. You guys said that. They don't analyze everything. They don't doubt letting their heads get in the way of their obedience. You know, well, this can't work. The Bible says do this. Well, I can't see how that would work. You know, things like difficult things that the Bible asks us. Can you name some difficult things the Bible tells us to do? What's something difficult the Bible tells us to do? Clark? Give away everything we have to follow him. Well done. Well done. Yes, sir.
Heal the lame and sick and throw out demons.
Ooh, cast out demons, heal the lame and sick. Well, I can't do that. Right? How would that work? Yeah, what's another difficult thing?
Forgive our enemies.
Forgive our enemies. How about like our last series that we talked about in church? Yes, sir. Okay, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Good job. I'm out. Now you can quit paying attention. Fine. Yeah. How about our last series? You know, going to the person who you have an offense with, right? How about how Scripture tells us if somebody's caught and they're struggling in a sin that we're supposed to go to them and take two? And, you know, some of these things that people go, that doesn't work. It doesn't work, you know? No, we trust his word, right? When I was, I became a Christian when I was 13, so I was a little bit older. I wasn't elementary, but when I gave my life to Christ, I got a Bible. I came straight out of the world, no church experience for me, and so I started, somebody said, yeah, you pray to receive Christ, now read the Bible. So I asked for a Bible. This is my Bible that I got back then. This is very old, okay? I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but it's very old, and it's the leather is all torn up. It's duct taped. And, you know, somebody said that the Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to somebody who's not. And I hope that's true. But the thing that I remember when I was reading early on in the Bible, all I had was one of those little Gideon's New Testaments. But then I got this like the first year, a year and a half. And my brother, my older brother and sister, or my sister and her husband asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said, I want a Bible. So they said, do you want anything inscribed on it? You know, I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, well, you can put gold inscription. You want your name on there. And I'm like, can you put the word salty on there? Because I read, so I'm just a kid, right? But I read Jesus say, you're salt and you're light, right? And so I asked for my Bible to say salty, right? Because he said that we're supposed to be salt. And so when I went to school, I read that, and I went to school, I told people about Jesus, because I was too dumb to know that you're not supposed to do that, and it's impossible, and people won't listen. and it won't work, and you won't have the right words. I just did it because he said to do it, and I got to lead people to Christ as a junior higher and high schooler. My daughter, Abby, who, look at how cute she is. She doesn't look like that anymore. She looks beautiful now. She's 18, and she's in Spain, and I can use her as illustration material because I don't have to pay her $2 because she's not here to collect. But kids trust him enough to obey. So we're, you know, if you've been around long enough, you remember in Monroe there was a Kawasaki dealership right where they have that big round circle right by Highway 522 and Main Street. You know, they have that roundabout with the Speedway, Chevrolet, and that place. There used to be a Kawasaki motorcycle dealership, and I was really into dirt biking. And so I went to the Kawasaki dealership with to get a part or something, and Abby and Ellie were in their car, and, you know, we drove in there and parked, and there's a bunch of ATVs lined up, four-wheelers lined up out there in the parking lot, you know, and I'm like, you guys stay out here. I'm going to go in and get my part. I ended up talking with the guy at the parts counter forever, and you know how it is when you're waiting for your parents, and they're in some place talking to the guy or the woman or whatever, the teller person, and it takes forever. What do you want to do? Look at your phone. Play a game. You guys all have phones, don't you? Like, so, okay, you got the, I see the haves and have-nots here. Okay. So, the candy's gone, and so the Hansons are leaving. All right, good. Sorry, I couldn't. I'm just messing with you guys. So here I am at the dealership, and I'm talking, and Abby and Elliot are outside. So after a long time, I come back out, and here's Abby sitting on the seat of this big four-wheeler. Elliot's behind her, and she's nose to nose with some boy about her age. And I'm like, okay, come on, we gotta go, you know, jump in the car. And so they jump in the car, and we get driving along, and Abby's like, Daddy, that boy just prayed to receive Christ. And she's that age. And I'm like, what? And she said, oh yeah, I told her, I told him all about how Jesus gave his life on the cross, and how he could pray and receive Jesus into his heart, and he did right there. With me. See? Kids trust enough to just obey. They just go for it, you know? So, another one. Kids still desire. They haven't given up on God yet. They figure God can do it. They don't know resignation. Right? God can do it. Kids think God can just do it. God can do anything he wants. I was reading Numbers chapter 11 this week, and God tells Moses, like the people are complaining, we're sick of manna. Manna, 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 every day, manna, you know? And you'd get tired of burritos if you had burritos every day maybe, right? So they're upset, and God says, okay, I'm going to bring meat for everybody for a month. And Moses says, I've got 600,000 standing army men. That's just the men that can fight. If all the fish of the sea were caught, it couldn't feed them for a month. If all of the livestock that Israel has were slaughtered to feed them meat, it would not feed them for a month. And God says to Moses, is my arm too short? Is my arm too short? And then he says in a similar passage in Isaiah 50, look at this. When I came, God speaking, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke, I dry up the sea. This is who we're dealing with. And kids just know it. You know, they just know God can do it. But we give up on that, don't we? You know, we feel we experience enough blows, we experience enough whatever, enemy attack, and we conclude he can't pull it off. So this morning I'm sitting up here on the front row. We're talking through the message and the service with, you know, and the plan. And Josh walks up to me with this sippy dinosaur. He walks up. We're just, you know, we're in planning mode. He doesn't even notice. He says, "Can you put this in your pocket and keep it safe for me?" And I said, "Sure, you put it in my pocket." So he starts stuffing it in this little pocket, you know. He wasn't thinking about, he didn't go, "You know what, Randy, you seem really busy right now. You've got a lot on your mind. You're preparing for a message that you're going to present. I'm sure you don't really have time for me to bring this request to you." He didn't go there at all. They just trust that you can handle it because they're kids. Can you imagine going to that place with God? What can't God handle in your situation right now? In what way is his arm too short for you? Is the addiction that you've been wrestling with for years, he can't get you through that? Financial situation. Too difficult. Where have you lost hope because God's arm is too short? Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom. Okay, another Abby story. So, the kids still desire. we're in Coeur d'Alene, okay? We're camping. This is a few years ago. Abby's about the age of the picture you saw. And we're on a hike. We're on a family hike. And we're going up this trail. And we saw these pretty good-sized butterflies. Okay, and you need to know about Abby is that she's into butterflies. Little girls have princesses. They have princess shoes and princess whatevers. She has butterfly everything, okay? And butterfly shirts and all this. And she's going along. She says, "Daddy, I'm walking along, you know, and whatever, complaining about the weight of the backpack I'm carrying her." And she's like, "Daddy, I really want to hold a butterfly." You know, and just this sincerity. And I'm like, I'm annoyed. Because I'm thinking, how am I going to make this happen for my kid? I don't have a butterfly net, you know. And I'm thinking through all of the ways they won't, you know. And so I go, kind of in a half-hearted way, "Well, you're going to have to ask the Lord about that." And she's like, "Okay." And she runs off. And she just runs up the trail, you know. And she's out of sight, you know. And so I'm like drudging my way up this curve. And I get up there, and here's Abby standing like this, looking, literally she's shaking like she's just seen the Red Sea part. There's this big butterfly sitting on her shoulder, kind of right here, just flapping. And she's standing like, not to move so it doesn't fly away, you know. Yeah, they just desire. And they bring their desires to their father, and he comes through. Because they trust his arm's not too short. All right. One other thing I just want to mention. They're wholehearted. Okay, so this boy has a bow and arrow across his chest. You know, he's got a sword down through his shorts. And he's got a whoopee cushion in his hand. And if that isn't wholehearted, if that's not a picture of wholeheartedness, I don't know what is, okay? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Kids are wholehearted. You know, they haven't, you know, they don't know resignation. You know? They desire. They kind of do everything wholeheartedly. Right? Their hearts aren't stolen or half eaten away by self-doubt, a sense of disqualification that so many live with. By the way, if you've been wrestling with a sense of disqualification, at least I can speak to the guys. Maybe you've wrestled with just your fight over purity, which is often just blows guys out the door with a sense of disqualification. Just want to mention to you, there is a new button on the men's tab of the Adventure Church website. And it is a choose strength button that you can click anytime you want to and join a group of men that are committed to walking in purity and walking away from that disqualification sense that the enemy holds over us. But kids are wholehearted. They haven't lost their heart through disqualification. And they're wholehearted in whatever they choose to do. And I remember when as a boy, we used to take spokes. We used to take spokes out of my parents' bikes because they hardly ever rode them. And we would take the tips off of spokes. You can unscrew the tips of spokes. And they have these little cone-shaped things. And you can turn them around and screw them back on. And then you can take match heads and cram the sulfur down into the tip. And then you can take paper wads and soften up, chew it up, and then cram it in. And then stick them in the ground and then hold matches underneath the head of that spoke. And it takes about 2 matches. And those things go off like M80s. I mean, and we don't want you doing that here. We don't recommend it, right? But I didn't think about the danger. I didn't think about this could put out my little buddy's eye. I could lose limbs. You know, now you are being talked to by somebody who has lost fingers, okay? So I'm not sure that you want to take this as a recommendation. But I do want to say that when I was a boy, this wholeheartedness, you know, there was just this wholeheartedness to everything. You know, we did as children. And the Lord says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And I know some of you right now are saying to yourself, I haven't felt wholehearted about the Lord for a long time. Do you know what you need to do about that? Ask him to make you wholehearted like a child would. And your arm's not too short to change my heart and make me wholehearted. Do you want to be wholehearted? Ask him. Like a child. Like a child would. Somewhere along the line, wholeheartedness always gets stolen. But if you want it again, you just need to ask him for it, because the blood of Jesus Christ is the great do-over. It always requalifies you no matter what you've done, no matter what, how far you've fallen. The Lord's arm is long enough for you. One passage that has always sort of haunted me is this passage about Caleb in Numbers 14. Because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. I want that. I want to be like that. Do you? Don't you? You can. Just ask your father. His arm's long enough. Okay. So back to you kids, because we're going to go back into worship now. But I want to ask you kids a question, and I don't have any more prizes to give you, so you have to just do this on your goodness, okay? Instead of your own selfish wants. I'm kidding about that. I know you guys have awesome hearts. Jesus took these kids into his arms, right? He took the children into his arms and he put hands on them and blessed them. Can I ask you a question, kids? Jesus isn't walking around on earth anymore, physically, right? Is this over then? Can we get Jesus to take us into his arms? Is there any way we can experience sort of being up on Jesus' lap? And I mean, imagine being one of those children. And the God of the universe who created all of us, who designed us, who breathed this world into being, and then made Adam and Eve and knit you together, designed you, and every hair on your head was numbered. That God came to earth in a way that you could sit on his lap and have him put his arms around you and bless you. I would want to be one of those kids, wouldn't you? Can we get on his lap today? Even though he's not here physically, is there any way that you can think of that we could do that? Yeah. Worship. Worship. You know, when people raise their hands in worship, what they're really saying is, Daddy, pick me up. And a lot of times they feel like he does. They experience those arms around him. Very good. Any other ideas? Any other ways that we could experience this? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, through prayer, you know? Just taking our hearts to him in prayer and just saying, Father, I want to feel your arms around me. Do you think he might let you? Yeah. Some kids have just imagined sort of during worship or during prayer, they've imagined the time where their dad or their mom held them really tightly. And then they realized, oh, you're my mom and you're my perfect mom and dad all rolled up into one. Because God is the perfect mother and father all together. Like, he has both of those in his heart. What it means to be a mother is in his heart. What it means to be a father is in his heart. And he brings both of those and wraps his arms around us. So we're going to go back into worship now. And just want to invite you, all of us, to sort of crawl on his lap. Wherever you're at this morning, to just invite the Lord to give you that heart of a child. Take what you've heard to him in worship. Trust his arms not too short for whatever you need today.
Light of the world forever reign. Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, but Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name but Jesus, oh Jesus. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your
Let's just take a moment right now. I don't know if sometimes you're like me and the music actually can be distracting and the lyrics are just so good that you just have to sing. I know for me, when I have time with the Lord, sometimes I have to just be in complete silence, because when I turn on worship music, I'm just like, oh, I love this song. We're just going to give you some time right now. And maybe you need just some silence to respond to the Lord, to say, God, I want my heart back. I want to trust you fully again. I want to have childlike faith. And I know that there's areas in my life where I'm not living with my whole heart. So I'm going to take some time for myself to do that too. I just want to encourage you, if you know what that is, if you've come in this morning and you know that area that is just lost, that is broken, I want to invite you just to lift your hands to the Lord. Just have some type of physical expression to say, God, here I am. Lord, you know what's going on in my life. You know what I've come in with this morning. You know my ups. You know my downs. Lord, thank you that you offer life and life to the full. And that it's nothing that I have to do, but it's just a posture of my heart saying yes to you, that you've done the work. You've done it all for me. And so I just come into your court right now, Lord. I come into your throne room, into your presence, confident in a God that can heal, confident in a God that brings and restores. But I just want to ask you, would you awaken my heart again? Lord, you know those areas in my life that are dead right now. Father, would you show me, if there's nothing right now that is coming to mind, would you ask him, Lord, would you show me if there's an area in my life that is not alive, that has been stolen from the enemy, that has been stolen from just the circumstances in this world? Is there a place, Lord, that is just hidden? Would you reveal that to me now? Because I don't want to walk out of this room unless my heart is fully restored, unless I'm fully back. Lord, I want to truly be able to sing that my heart will sing no other name but you, Jesus. Because there's nothing in my life, nothing in the way that I can leave this room like child again, fully confident in who you are. Father, I want to sing no other name but you. Yes, Jesus. And my heart will sing no other name but Jesus. Yes, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name but Jesus, Jesus. I want to invite you in this next song just to lift your hands in the air. This is a new song about coming to the arms of Christ. And just want to invite you as you read these lyrics and as you listen to this music, when you're comfortable and when you're ready just to sing and respond, join in. Let's just lift a joyful, incredible noise and worship to the Lord this morning. Does that sound good? Awesome.
Take my life, I lay it down at the cross where I'm found. All I have, I give to you, my God. Take my hands and make them clean. Keep my heart in purity, that I may walk in all you have for me. Oh, here I stand, arms open wide. Oh, I am yours and you are mine, Jesus. Take my moments and my days, let each breath that I take be ever only for you. I am your. arms open wide. Oh, I am yours, and you are mine.
Sing that to him.
Oh, here I stand, arms open.
Sing that chorus one more time.
Oh, here I stand, arms open wide. Oh, I am yours, and you are mine. Oh, here I stand, arms open wide. Oh, I am yours, and you are mine.
Thank you, Father. God, we ask now that you would just continue to work on our hearts, Lord, and that we would truly leave this place changed and transformed. And God, as different things would come through this week, Lord, that we would not forget to meet with you, to come to you, Lord, like a child, to trust you fully and wholeheartedly, despite what the past has said or our stories or our circumstances. God, would you continue to move in us and teach us, Holy Spirit, what it's like to have childlike faith? Lord, because we want to see your kingdom here on earth. We want to establish your kingdom and bring your kingdom into this community. We want to see lives change and hearts won for you, Lord. So, Lord, we just say yes to you. Would you just commission us out this morning? Lord, thank you. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, guys, for leading us in worship, and Randy for that message. I know that childlike faith is something that God's been having as a theme on my heart in the last few weeks, so that was really good. I want to kind of transition into a few announcements. We're going to take offering here in just a second. I want to set parents at ease, those little goodie bags that their kids got. We opted out of better judgment to not include a instruction and kit for making Randy's pretty good spoke bombs. So just didn't want you to be worried about that. That was just a joke, okay? Just we're going to take offering. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about stewardship. And I feel like, you know, the message this morning is we've talked about stewardship with the giftings that God's given you, your time, resources, finances, just in every way, growing up in maturity of giving back to the Lord from what he's given to you in those areas. And just the message this morning is thank you to all of you for all the different ways. There's so many representations in this room of stewardship in action, and it's why this church body exists. It's God moving through us and us being willing open hands in so many different ways. So thank you to all of you. I feel like that's a thank you that God wants us to hear from him, and just saying thank you, children, for being faithful. And so we're going to have ushers take offering in a second. I'll pray for that. Wanted to explain a little bit, too. On the back table back there, there's two boxes. One says offering. One says care offering. The care offering is a separate from our general funds, which is just kept for people who might be in need, might be have a difficult financial time right now. There's a repair or something that they need to get on their car to get them moving and back to work, whatever it is. So we keep that separate. If you'd like to put something in there, you can just drop it in the back. These baskets going around will be for general offering. And if you don't get it in there, maybe you're writing a check or something, there's a box just marked offering. It goes to the same place as these baskets. So just to explain that, let's pray. Lord, thank you for how you bless us. And as we've been talking about, Lord, this offering, giving back financially from what you've provided for us, Lord, you talk about provision. You talk about how you clothe the lilies of the field and the birds find their food. And Lord, how much more important, how much more you look after us and our needs. And so we bring back to you from that abundance, and we just say thank you, God. Continue your work, continue your ministry in this fellowship, Lord, in this body. And Lord, bless the other churches as well in this community, and continue to just represent yourself, your character through all of us in Duval, in this valley. And so we give back to you now and just ask that you would use it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can pass those baskets through your section, and they'll pick them up in the back. Wanted to, Russ and Michael, you guys might want to start climbing down from the crow's nest there. Just leave whatever you got up there. Don't worry about it. Is that you up there? No, Susan's down here. Sorry, whoever else that is up there. You don't look like Susan. I just can't see. In a minute, we're going to have the Madera family come up. I wanted to mention, too, while they're climbing down, we have the prayer room over here. These curtains will open up after service, talking about childlike faith. God may have stirred some things up in you that you need to just come to him like a child. And there are people full of faith who want to believe with you and for you and just seek the Lord on those things. If you have something you want to bring to the Lord, please just feel free to come over here, and there's people over here to pray for you. One other thing. On the back, on the seat in front of you, there's this adventure guest survey. And we're just trying to, you know, continue as we improve the experience here on Sunday mornings in this new facility. We'd love to get some feedback from all of you. If you could fill that out, there's a green box in the back there on that table with one of these surveys stuck to it. Just, you can drop them in there. That would be awesome to get your feedback. So, Madera family, you want to come up here, please? They don't know that they're supposed to come up here. So, come on up, all the way up. You guys are going to... It wasn't on your checklist, no. It was on our checklist. We want to just recognize you guys. Come on up here. Stand in the back. This family, some of you may not be aware, have given so many hours to this fellowship, to this family. I mean, Russ is here almost daily trying to, you know, working on the sound and figuring out this system. Susan, you give hours and hours to organizing and just coordinating, emailing, meetings, being here early. And we just want to recognize you guys. Michael, you have given so much. You have given so much in just helping with the AV and helping sure all the computer stuff's working. And so we just want to recognize you guys. We want to give you a night out and say thank you. And so I just want to bless you guys too, okay? So, Lord, we just thank you for this family, and we just take this time to recognize their good stewardship of the giftings you've given them and the time that they've poured into this family out of love, not expecting a recognition, but, Lord, they are recognized. We do see them, and most of all, Lord, you see them. You love them, and I just pray that they would be encouraged, and you continue to just breathe the power of your Spirit into them for all that you're calling them to bring and to represent of your character here in this family. We love them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Bless you guys. Bless you.
Okay, you guys are dismissed. Don't forget prayer over here if you want it. Adventure Cafe in the back. And there's no music right now because Russ and Mike have to go up there, so don't worry about it. And I can still talk until they click this off, so I'm not going to sing anything.
It's hard to find the truth in all the